Whatever happened? Speaking of G-Wagon, where's Roddy Ricch right now?
Roddy Ricch just came out with a song.
Really?
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay. It's talking about everything. It's talking about where
it's called Bagel. Right.
It's still.
Featuring cream cheese.
Featuring Lil Philly and cream cheese.
Yeah, we got chive and onions on the beat.
Lox is in the back. Let's go.
Lox. The Lox is in the back. Oh my God.
You really can't ask a comedian nothing.
Not shit.
Because I was dead ass.
What in tarnation? I just added two new shows in Nashville, June 21st and 22nd. The
yeah.
Lab, the Zanies.
Yes.
June 27th, 28th, 29th, I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the Looney Bin. July 18th, I'm in Vulcan Gas Company in Austin, Texas. That one's almost sold out. All like the VIP, I think all the first floor front like seating is sold out, so get those fast. Big Laugh Comedy Club, Fort Worth, Texas, July 19th and 20th. Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio, July 24th. Cincinnati Funny Bone, the 25th. Awesome. Guernsey Brewhouse in Cambridge, Ohio, July 26th. The Oracle in Canton, Ohio, July 27th. And the Funny Bone in Toledo on July 28th.
Boom.
Pop, pop, pop. And hot off the press is just added, the Pittsburgh Improv, August 8th. Mm. August 11th, the Desert Ridge Improv in Phoenix, Arizona. August 22nd, Denver Improv, Denver, Colorado. September 1st, San Jose, California. September 4th, Ontario, California. September 5th, Irvine, California. September 19th, Levity Live in West Nyack, New York. October 24th, Milwaukee Improv. And October 27th, the Raleigh Improv in North Carolina. AJWilkerson.com for tickets!
I'm with the stars.
Oh, I'm lightheaded as fuck! Dude, a monthly show at a nursing home. Like,
you're right, it would be a different
talk about
audience.
A residency, dude. Talk about it.
It's pretty good money.
Yeah.
If you don't care about having any fun.
Yeah, I'm not right.
Oh, I've done colleges.
You know what's so weird is that colleges, you talk about sex, and they're so nervous. I don't remember being that nervous in college.
They haven't had the type of sex we're having.
I've started talking about it and making fun of them for it recently. Because you also have to remember, almost all of the college kids now didn't have like a real high school. Because of COVID.
Oh.
So they're mostly fucking virgins.
Yeah, they are.
Wait.
They're all just social weirdos because like their peak like social development years, they spend at home with their mommy and daddy.
Yeah. And they didn't even have a fucking graduation. They weren't getting hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like literally,
that's what you became.
We have an entire
you remember how
weird the homeschooled kid was?
Yeah.
We have an entire generation of homeschooled kids.
That's wild. Wow. I guess I didn't realize the timeline that they're in college.
Yeah. Weird as fuck.
Wow.
They're like, that's
2020. 2020 to 2024.
Holy shit.
If you were a freshman in high school when COVID started, you're starting college now.
Wow.
Like this fall.
I want to talk to them.
Me too.
Are you terrified?
Do they need therapy? Okay?
Yeah. I mean.
Yes.
Everyone.
Yes.
All of yes.
Everyone deserves therapy.
It reminds me of the brother on Beach Warmers.
The like, sunscreen guy?
A generation of... We got a full generation of shit.
Yeah, it's me. It's me.
But wait, that guy on Beach Warmers ate sunscreen.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. And still was pale as shit. And they was going like, God.
I've never seen
Yeah, dude, because his entire body is blocking the sun.
Oh, man.
Oh,
shit.
That was a great character.
I never thought of it like that before. Like, those like college kids, like, missing out on, like, those 2 years of high school, like, fucking with their social life. And...
It is, definitely.
Because it's all, you're already weird at that age, you know?
Yeah.
You're already weird at that age, and you don't, like, you're basically frozen at that.
Yeah.
So it's like, weird, like, when you talk about sex at colleges now, they're all like, because they're still 15-year-olds.
Who are the cool kids in that era? Who are the cool
Us, the parents.
Yeah.
The parents, like, we went back to kidding.
If you were not gonna lie, I'd kind of like, despite how awkward they are, because they don't understand live show formats and stuff like that, I do pretty good at colleges.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like the, I mean, they're like, still humans. They're awkward feeling, but afterwards they're like, "That was so awesome," you know?
Yeah.
It's just one of those, like, oh, they don't know what a live comedy show is.
Yes. They don't know what it means to, like, live.
And there's people are scared to laugh. Even normal audiences sometimes are like, "Can I laugh?" Because no one else, you know, if the vibe is at a 6, then people who would usually be at a 10 are like, I can't be a 10 right now, everybody's at a 6.
I hate when people do that. They, like, cover their laugh or, like,
what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing, bro? But they left their eyebrows, like, they eyes are excited and shit. That's why I'd be like, yeah, you. You're the one going from the inside out.
You're normally on 11. Yeah. So you I imagine it's very, everybody meet me up here.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to bring it up.
Yeah. It's when you hear the host go on and you're like, okay, I'm going to have to.
Yeah. Pump up the volume.
Work.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. I think I definitely get into that a lot with, like, being circulating in the stage that I'm at, because my energy's always here.
Right.
And so it's like, I might come off of somebody who's, like, here, and I'm like, damn, I'm finna have to.
But seeing that audience light up.
Yeah.
Of, like, oh shit, I'm awake now. Yeah, bitches, hey.
Yeah. When the host goes on, and you're like, fuck. Yes. And then, like, the guest spot goes on, and you're like, whoa. Yeah. All right, let it on, bro.
Yeah, no, for real. Exactly. For real. Kill it. Yeah.
Dude, that happened with us. Deontay in Louisville this past weekend. We were with Jason Mewes, and a guy came to the Friday shows.
Yeah.
And the people at the club were like, no, he's a local comic. He's funny. He's cool. So Jay gave him like a five minute spot. And it was like a very weird audience the Saturday late show.
Yeah. I'm the host in this. I was up there like, what is going on? Yes. Like, what do we gotta do? It took me so long to get them. I got them for, like, I felt like the last 2 minutes. Mm. And then I was like, well, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we were nervous because we were like, she just got him.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope he doesn't fuck this up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he just, like, he's like, nope, I got it. And it just kept, it was perfect.
He had one of the best R. Kelly bits I've ever heard.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, it ripped. He ripped. And I was so, like, as, like, the host, like, to, like, get the crowd going, I'm like, okay, I did that. And then I just want everyone to do, like, I just want a good show. So to, like, see him work it, and then he fucking nailed that joke. Yeah. I was like, let's fucking go, dude.
That's awesome.
Also, the shit we were riffing about that joke afterwards.
So funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
God, I hope he uses it. Because when we were talking about it, and he was talking about, he had this bit, not to, like, give his shit out, but he has this bit about the Black National Anthem. And he was like, when they did it at the Super Bowl, he's like, that's the first time I'd ever heard the shit. And he's like, I thought the Black National Anthem was...
I believe I can fly.
No, it was, I can't, no, it was Outkast. It was something Outkast. But I was like, you can do that joke and then tie it to the R. Kelly joke by being like, dude, I thought the Black National Anthem was the remix to it, or the Black National Anthem used to be the remix to Ignition until R. Kelly pissed that opportunity away.
You know, like, for real. Literally. Down the drain. He won't be driving for a while. No Ignition. Damn.
Oh, the only thing he's getting hot and fresh out of the kitchen now is prison.
It's
prison,
you know. But if he come out shaking, I'm waiting. Oh my we'll God. Put all that behind us. Oh, okay.
At that point, it'll still be pissing on you, but it'll just be incontinent.
It'll be to be in space.
Every time you have an accident, it gets hard. Right.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Standing tall.
Can you imagine having R. Kelly at your nursing home?
Can you imagine 90-year-old R. Kelly singing to his own penis like, I believe I can fly.
We had some fun, didn't we?
He puts a little mask on it. He puts a little R. Kelly mask on it.
Hey, man. Seriously, that's what the...
he unzips his fly, pokes it out like, I'm trapped in the closet.
I'm out of the closet.
No, he's still saying I'm trapped in the closet, but that's because he rolled his wheelchair in there and can't get out. Help me, I'm trapped in the closet.
You know what was interesting? He was always the one cheating.
Are you okay? Huh? Y'all heard that? That's crazy.
I sang in church.
That's the what we all did.
Yeah.
We all did. The best singers ever sing a solo. If you ain't get a solo, you ain't shit in church. I had to.
Ooh. I was sick on solo day. I didn't like being the center of attention. I was like, I gotta out in front by myself? Nah. I like being in the back. Sometimes I won't even be singing.
You just be like,
what solos did you have?
I had this song called Tomorrow's by the Wines. But my grandparents, like my mom, they made me practice that shit. Like I remember this. Because I was not going to embarrass them. Oh. Whatever I was going to do, that was a good song. And I had another song. I can't remember what it was called. I'll think of it, but them was my two songs.
Nice.
Yo, I was singing with like 40-year-olds. I was rocking it out.
No, I almost sang R. Kelly's I Wish for an 8th grade talent show and pissed my pants. Unironically. This was before we knew about R. the Kelly. Pee stuff. So.
Damn.
Completely unrelated.
Shit. Well, yeah. The golden shower is coming. Yeah. It's coming. The golden shower is coming with R. Kelly. Golden shower, you know.
What do you mean?
Dude, that should have been the name of R. Kelly's documentary, is Platinum Albums Golden Showers. The R. Kelly story.
I was like, what do you mean?
Your face is like, don't make me explain
that. Don't make me explain that shit, man.
Don't make me
all the freaky girls know. Quite ironically though, a lot of my friends want to do a golden shower. Like, they're really? Like not... Wait, not what? A lot of them. I'm sorry. I don't want
my friends to see
this and be like, bitch, which ones separate us? But the bad ones, they don't mind getting a little peed on.
What?
They don't mind it. They just like, I want to die now.
Where do they pee at?
Probably their back. I was wow. saying, like, don't pee on my throat, like, stomach. Because then it would just... But my back,
yeah.
it gets flat.
So I don't want it to get in my belly button.
Yes, don't pee on... Like, me watching you pee on me, that's a scene I'm never going to forget. I'm just like...
The back seems kind
like a
kinda...
little belly button hot tub of pee.
Like in a splash.
Yeah, like... Everywhere. Like
yeah, that time.
You know, like
splash on me, bitch.
One time, well...
Jesus.
Like a little lotion on fire beforehand so it's just fried.
Hell yeah. Okay. One time wet peasant. That's crazy. It's not the one time story. I'm the peer in my shit. Okay? I'm the one. Okay?
I'm nobody.
You know what I mean? Ain't nobody getting me. I'm the getter.
It wasn't pee, it was like, we woke up and there was a bloody shitty handprint.
What?
Wait,
from what?
Wait.
What happened?
Hang on, time out. Time out.
Yeah, I woke up. Who the fuck would sleep that out loud?
What the fuck? Wait, I'm sorry, we're in a haunted house?
Okay, so tell us this story, Amber. Please fill us in.
Motel 6? That's right.
Bates.
Oh, they left the light on for you.
Oh, my God.
So, y'all woke up what?
And there, it was like a, bloody shitty handprint, like Titanic.
Bloody and shitty. Like, it's like both of those liquids together.
Yeah, was it a blood, like blood and shit mixed together, or was it just like a shitty handprint of blood, like all like four fingers? On. What is happening?
Have you ever seen Lion King?
Simba.
Rafiki. I love
it. What was it like?
And then I saw my dad.
He was like, "We gotta get the hell out of here. I cannot get laid in there."
Remember that time you thought you were alone and there were only one set of footprints in the sand? That was my bloody shitty handprint on the wall.
Oh, Jesus.
Bloody shitty handprint is a good name for something, but I don't know what.
Band.
Band.
Death, bloody like shitty a metal,
metal band.
Yeah.
Dude, that's super good. We are the bloody shitty handprinters! Yeah! This is our best song, Residue! Oh my god.
Oh lord.
Did y'all listen to that heavy metal?
Yeah.
Not a whole lot.
Okay. I went through a phase.
For a guy.
For a guy. And then I got tattoos.
For a guy.
I'm like, wow, babe.
I love all this howling. In this despair.
I love that I can't understand them.
Dude, I had one guy, too. Because I went to a PWI, predominantly white institution, but it was high school.
Okay.
So I liked, like, white guys. Growing up.
Right.
And I had me when I had got me my first emo guy. Oh. Gauges, straight blonde cut. And he would just walk around. He's like Eeyore in human life, you know? He would just walk around and listen to that shit. That's- and I'm just like, no wonder you punch a lock and stop. Get me
right, well, some of the emo yes. stuff I was definitely got into.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Like what?
Like the fucking...
MCR.
I think yeah. grunge is more so like what I'm like, no.
Michael McCormick. Yeah, dude, of course.
It's still him. No,
welcome to the Black Parade.
Grunge is like Nirvana. Mm. Like Smells Like Teen Spirit. Yeah. Stuff like that is like grunge.
Emo like Fallout Boy, or yeah, like Warped Tour,
Warped Tour, yeah, Warped Tour. Fallout Boy was Sum 41,
My Chemical Romance,
Mayday
that was
Parade,
that was all me.
And then like metalcore would be like Mayday fucking Parade. Like
Bring Me the Horizon,
and yeah, shit like that.
Motionless,
like,
yeah,
like that shit.
That guy,
yeah, that guy,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. No, no. I didn't do that shit. I'd be like, what was that? Fucking. Storming through the party like my name was El Nino. Well, I'm hanging out drinking in the back of an El Camino. As a kid, was a skid. No one knew me by name. Just my own house party because nobody came. Well, I know I'm not the one you thought you knew back in high school. Never coming, never showing up when we had to. Thinking that we could. Oh, wait, we can switch it up now. Ba-da-dum-dum. Ba-da-dum-dum.
Oh my god, that's what we were
doing. What it is, ho?
What's up? Can a player get in them guns?
And
guns. You gotta hit that out.
Also, the Whisper song did that too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Come a little mama, let me whisper in the ear. Tell you something that you might like to hear. Kind of says yes, but how did any ass look soft? Mind if I touch it, see if it's soft.
Nah, I'm just playing this shit. Yeah, I get it. Right there, consent. That would be a great second. Damn. You need to play that.
Yeah.
You guys hear that?
You hear that?
That part? Run it back.
Just playing that. She say, I can. She has to say, yeah.
Oh, man.
Man.
My granny loved Ludacris.
I love Ludacris.
Yeah.
I feel like Ludacris is a comical rapper.
Yeah.
Like his
His music videos, too, were insane.
Yeah.
Early on.
Yeah.
Do you remember... There was a, like, he had, like, a switch at one point where he tried to be more serious.
Yeah.
When he had the album with, like, do you remember, like, Runaway Love?
Yeah.
And shit like that. And it was like, oh, serious, Ludacris. And then everything before that was just wild as shit.
Runaway Love without Mary J. Blige, I would have laughed the whole way through.
You already said yes.
He was just saying scenarios, but I can't take his voice serious. Little Susie's only six.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
little Susie.
Little Susie's only 6 years old.
Sorry, that's a real story. But when Mary J came in, it was like, okay, this is real. she just got a voice full of like.
Oh, sorry. Dang. It was like we separated and now we're back. So I don't know.
When we collide.
We separated because I said ludicrous music videos are insane. They're funny. And she said, yeah. And then we stared at each other and she's like, I've never seen one.
Yeah. You know when you're having a conversation and someone goes da 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 da, like, and you're like, yeah, and you're like, I'm not at all. Like, I don't. But it's too late.
You never seen ludicrous video?
I don't think so.
They're crazy. They're funny.
They're comical. So crazy. Funny. They're so funny.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen one.
You didn't see boom boom boom. Stand up.
Is it like the Busta Rhymes?
He got one though. I know what you're talking about, like, where his head get real big.
Right.
Yeah. That's
which that. The one where his arms are really big?
I think they just the stand one, up. Like when he, yeah.
He's got like these fucking big ass arms on his body, just obnoxiously big.
I don't know.
That's Get Back.
Oh, that's, oh yeah.
Take one false move, I'll take you down. Don't get back, motherfucker. You don't know me like that. Get back, motherfucker. That was that.
Yeah.
Whoever made that beat was going through things. I love it.
Then there was that one that the one with Nicki Minaj on it where she. You know those like Peloton like exercise mirrors or whatever where like the fitness coach is in the mirror?
Yeah.
There's like the one where Nicki Minaj is like in the mirror
what
kind
song
of thing.
Is that? What song is that with Ludacris and Nicki Minaj?
I don't even know.
It's the one where she's like, it's Friday the 13th, I guess we're playing.
Yeah. Oh.
Monster?
No.
Who's all right, it's Nightmare on Elm Street, I guess we're playing Friday. It's that one.
God, what is that one?
Fuck. Cause that's how she was.
We all look like the nursing home right now. We're just like
thinking of routes.
What is that?
Fuck.
Damn it. Hey Siri.
I'm gonna look it up real quick.
Yeah, look it up. My Siri don't work.
Night.
Ludacris was playing in Chicago in an open thing, so we got to
my bitch bad.
My bitch
my
bad.
Bitch bad.
My bitch good.
My bitch do shit that your chick wish she could. My chick bad.
How do we forget
my
chick that?
Yeah. I forget. Yeah.
Damn.
We
can
so we could remember.
That's age. That's some age shit though. That's it. Damn.
I mean, I have a memory problem. I don't know about y'all.
I love
it. Also, the fact that we're pulling out lyrics with no ambient music, no instrumentals, no nothing.
Just going. Yeah,
we just going.
From our vault. Our musical vault. ADHD. Yes. Do all of us have ADHD?
I don't know.
Yes.
Do you have it?
I don't think so.
Okay, it's not something you
I'm
think about.
Diagnosed, yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
You diagnosed? I'm diagnosed, too. Mm. I was diagnosed at 5. They fucked it up for me.
Did they put you on medicine?
Hell yeah.
Dude.
Ritalin, still on it.
Damn.
No,
I just
it was Adderall. Adderall.
I just got off of Adderall.
It was Adderall at like 5 back then. That's though. Crazy. That shit was like
wait, at 5?
Dog. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
30 milligrams, the orange capsules. The real 30? Ones with the beads.
Oh, 30 off the gate, off the
I'm
jump.
Not even on 30
I
jump now.
I know.
Is it I like addictive?
Yes.
For me, it was.
It was addictive, but it also was kind of like you don't feel yourself. It was
no.
Very
that's
like,
why I stopped taking
not,
it.
It's not like chemically addictive.
Yeah.
It's like
dopamine.
Like yes, like societally addictive. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense, it's like you get addicted to feeling productive and good.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like oh, I feel normal right now, and you get addicted to feeling normal. But it also, over time, and especially in larger doses, it will literally change your, like, alter your personality.
Yeah.
And people get, like, mean and
that. That was
and,
me. It was just, like, all of this energy you see now, it was, like, crazy. I remember one time I played college basketball, and my coach, I couldn't get the plays. And he was like, fuck this. We got to figure out how to make her cut, you know? And he called my mom. He was like, you know, can you send her like some medicine? Can you get like, can we get that? And he gave it to me, and I was just like, I went from fume like running fast nowhere to like running real slow nowhere. We'll take you off that shit.
Real slow.
It was like what?
Hey, take the ADHD away, and I don't even want to go fast no more, dude.
Whew, that was a good time.
How do you feel about the medicine now?
I mean, as an adult, I feel like I know kind of how to, like, dose it and take it now, versus being told to take it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now I can be like, I don't need it today. Or,
yep. Or I got need, a bunch of shit
I
need
to
get done today.
I need to get this done. Or I can be like, you know? It's a great thing when you're in control.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I've been off of mine for, I think this is like 3 or 4 months, mm-hmm. which, I mean, I told the VA whenever, like, I was going, I got diagnosed, like, late in life, and then I was in college, and, like, after the TBI, like, college was just so hard for me. I just couldn't fucking focus, and I'm like, hey, can we try some stuff out?
Right.
And I told them, I was like, when I graduate, I want to be off, don't give this to me anymore.
Yeah.
I know how I am.
Yeah.
And they upped my dose.
I was like, she's fucking crazy. Yeah. Crazy talk.
They put, I was at 60 milligrams.
Yeah.
Of the fast release Adderall.
That's crazy. 60. Damn.
And I felt it like changing, just I was becoming like irritable. I felt like I wasn't like myself. Mm-hmm. And then the biggest thing I've noticed being off of it is like I'm trying to like reset because dopamine. Yeah. Like I feel like I just don't get
productive.
Yeah, I'm not like as productive. Yeah, I don't feel like dopamine the same.
Damn.
It is. Yeah. I stopped taking it like 16. Like in high school, that was like, I let my mom know. And then I didn't take it again until like my coach was like, we got to figure out how to get her to focus on these plays. And then after that, I never took it again until like now. I was like, I got to figure out how to like focus on something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because especially when you're grown, you can just jump.
Yeah.
There's no like, you can just jump, you know, if you're not a focused person. So yeah.
Yeah. And see, as a kid I was like hyper focused. I was like gifted kid to burnout track.
Yeah.
So I was focused until they like I lost interest. Mm-hmm. Like when it got to the point where I was like, well, I'm further ahead of you in this book.
Yeah.
What's so talking about? Why am what I are we here? Doing?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, what
that.
Are we doing?
Definitely
that,
that
kind of shit. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Then, boredom is like mm-hmm. big.
And then I got as I got older, I started getting weirder, and then I would drink to mask being weird.
Yeah.
And then I was dealing with like the symptoms but not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing.
It's a real thing. That dude who knocked down all them houses and gave those people new homes, he's not lying.
Who?
Wait. Ty.
Oh, Ty from Home.
He was like our face for ADHD.
The guy who's like moved that bus.
Yeah. Yeah. Move that ADHD pamphlets. He would be right on there. I was like, oh. I can be somebody.
I didn't know that. That's nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah, I love that.
That was a great show.
Shout out to Ty.
Yeah, I used to love like
move that right. And it was good. It was a good vibe. It was
heartfelt, you know. Yes.
What is he doing now?
Not moving buses.
Mario being weird. Is he in jail?
No, I just don't know.
I don't know.
He's never been problematic. So.
Yes, we don't know, man. If he has.
He doesn't have an ankle monitor, so nobody knows.
Right. Yeah. He's definitely not Todd Chris.
What if he's just like a bus driver now?
Oh.
He's just driving Greyhounds.
My school bus driver had a sticker that said, all my problems are behind me. I was like, that's funny shit.
That's great.
And accurate, too. I mean, I was a hellion on the bus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I took the heat for it, but back in my day, like, in high school, at the end of the year, we would go to the Quartz Mountain for, like, a play day, and there was, like, mountains and, like, water slides and, like, this and that, and we would do games, and there would be teams.
Amazing.
And then, so on the bus ride there was a girls' bus and a boys' bus, and it was, like, a 2-lane highway, so the bus drivers would get like this with each other. We'd squirt each other with water guns.
What?
So much fun.
Yes.
And then I was a freshman, and the senior girls were like, hey, we filled all these guns up with fox piss.
Where the fuck did they get that?
Walmart.
Like you, for, like for hunters.
Yeah. And then they're like, listen, because it stays in your clothes, dude. And they were like, let's fucking get these boys. And I was just like, team whatever. I was like, yeah, get me one of those.
Holy shit.
I took the heat for all of it.
You did?
Yeah, because they said that if no one came forward, that they wouldn't let us do that ever again. And I was like, well.
Through the whole trip.
Yeah, I was like, well, okay, I'm going to be in detention for 3 days. I did it.
Was that the punishment?
Yeah. And the principal's like, we know you didn't do it.
Did those girls say thank you?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. They did.
Got upset.
They did.
They gifted her a whole bottle of fox piss.
I found out what Ty has been doing.
Okay, what's he been doing?
He's on Hometown Kickstart with Ben and Aaron Napier. I don't know them. And they say he loves to volunteer for charities like Habitat for Humanity and Sears.
So he's Sears? Still building houses.
He's still building shit.
So he's still building houses for people.
And he just got married in 2021, so.
Oh my God, that's good news.
Yeah. That's good. He's on the spectrum, so that's good for me.
Yeah? I didn't know that. Let's go.
Nanny, nanny.
Still some room for me, babe.
Where are you from?
I'm from Chattanooga.
Oh, that's right.
From Chattanooga, Tennessee.
You from Tennessee?
Yeah,
okay,
I'm
okay.
From you grew up here? Tennessee. I know it's not as luxurious. Okay, those other places, but.
Chattanooga's beautiful.
It is.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's pretty up
there's
here.
Nothing luxurious about Levy County, Florida.
Levy County.
I still just squirted my high school at Fox Piss. Mine wasn't luxurious either.
That's crazy.
The beauty of Levy County. Behold our rock pit.
The name itself is like, we be leaving.
Hey, what's this place from? Called? We don't know. We leaving.
Sparta, Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's like an hour.
Out. Okay. 10, I see Sparta. This is
come
Sparta.
On, man. We hammed that up.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We're like, it's about us.
I would too.
I'm like, look around.
Okay.
This is Sparta.
look around. We still haven't segregated.
Right, literally.
Or desegregated.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
You know what I meant? Damn it.
Right.
Damn it.
We still haven't segregated. Sand Mountain.
What?
Y'all ever been to Sand Mountain?
Uh-uh.
Google it.
No, tell us.
Oh, shit, what is...
I ain't been up there either. Got a few partners, I don't know where they at. Down the Sand Mountain.
What is Sand
Mountain? Where is it?
It's where they make the belts with your name on the back.
What? Oh.
By scratch. You know what I'm talking about?
Like the cow, like the leather. Yeah.
Yeah. But they make them by scratch.
It's in Tennessee?
Yeah. No, it's in Alabama.
They make them. Oh, like they make like they fresh off the cow,
fresh
like real leather
you
kind
know
of
what
thing.
I mean, yeah.
Oh.
Seriously.
What made you think of Sand Mountain?
Man, when we were talking about desegregation, and I thought about that because I went to Motlow State right here in Tullahoma, and I had a fellow, well, not teammate, but like a fellow athlete friend, and she was from Sand Mountain, Alabama. And she seen us, and she was like, oh!
Oh, my God.
We blessed her in, though. We done, like, hey. We were like, come on, little baby.
Come on, baby.
We're a word now.
Oh,
man. That was some good times. That reminded me of that, though.
You play basketball in college?
Yeah.
What college?
Milo State.
Is that what you just said? I'm sorry. I'm fucking hard of hearing. I thought you said.
I thought you knew, but you're not from here. So you
no, no, no. Yeah.
It's in Tullahoma, Tennessee, though.
Like
where Bonnaroo is.
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay.
Manchester, Tullahoma.
Okay.
The music festival that everyone goes nuts for.
I didn't know that was in Tennessee.
Wow.
Yeah.
I found that out this
year.
Now,
that's like...
It's happening next weekend.
I literally
it's
thought
like
Bonnaroo
worst
was
one
in Australia.
Ever.
The what?
It's like the worst one.
What'd you say?
I literally thought Bonnaroo was in Australia.
You're like, how the fuck
can these
people
afford shit?
I have a doctor's note.
That's hilarious.
I thought it
I
was
just
like
assumed
in California.
From the name Bonnaroo, I was like,
that's
Australia.
I'm not going out there
damn.
With that shit.
Doesn't that sound Australian?
It's right there.
It's like, come on over for a festival. We call it Bonnaroo. Yeah.
When have you heard anybody
have a
say that?
Ring of a good time at Bonnaroo.
That's wild.
We got bands on the barbie at Bonnaroo. Right.
None of the bands have been Australian.
Jumpin' Jack. Jumpin' Jack. The kangaroo.
Did you say this year's the worst one?
Yeah, man.
For Bonnaroo?
I'm going for Megan Thee Stallion.
Meg's coming?
Yeah.
That's like one out of three people.
That's it.
Literally.
Who?
Taking Back Sunday's like, there, but I'm like, I don't know. But I'll go because
yeah,
I bought the ticket.
We're going to see me.
Yes.
Isn't Post Malone there?
Yeah.
But on a different date, yeah.
Yeah, he there too.
It doesn't, the lineup doesn't make you be
I
like.
Don't, I don't know how I feel about the Chili Peppers.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like I like them, but I don't know.
What song you like? Because you don't remember.
I just like that Hey-O one. The snow one. Hey-O, listen what I say. Hey-O. That one. I can't sing very well.
It's okay. I don't know them, period.
I don't. Really? They're like.
What's a good song? I'm sorry.
What's the most famous song of theirs? What? Hold on. I feel like I've got their career on my back
there
right now.
There it is. You better fucking hold on. Google
like,
it.
I would Google know it. Their songs if I heard them, but I've Google never it. One time in my life been like, hey, pull up this Red Hot Chili Peppers yeah. song right now. Yo! I need to hear it.
That's what I'm Stop. Saying. I've never sought them out. I've never opened up Spotify and been like, Red Hot Chili
I know their song. Yeah, I would recognize their songs more from like movies and television.
What's that one? Is that the snow one?
When Linkin Park radio station, they like sneakily... on the Linkin Park radio station.
Yeah, like that kind of shit. Like or yeah. like how U2 just put their whole album in your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that? Crazy.
Yeah. Californication? Yep.
Californication.
I know that
Viva
one.
Californication.
That one?
The only
And that's it.
Yeah. I know that song from a TV show.
That's it. Wow, that's they crazy. Have a lot of songs.
They do that nobody knows.
Yeah. My biological mom had the CD. That's how I know. Those.
That we don't know. That's not for us.
I get them not confused, like but like Goo Goo Dolls and yeah, them. Goo Goo Dolls. But Goo Goo Dolls have hits.
Like yeah, Goo Goo I like Goo Goo Dolls. Dolls. No, come on. Mm-hmm. I get down
and
with Goo
Goo
the Goo Goos.
You ever had a Goo Goo Cluster?
I just, I go
Anything
Goo Goo.
Anything with nuts and nougat, I'm down.
That was good?
Nougat.
Nougat?
Nuts, nougat, and new wave rock and roll.
I feel like nougat is just a darker caramel.
Ooh.
Like, it's just a darker shade of caramel mm-hmm. because that's what it tastes like.
Mm.
But it's nougat.
Nougat.
Nougat?
Nougat. Nougat is a good name for a boy.
Yeah, it is.
Nougat?
Hello, I'm nougat.
Nougat.
But they need to be British or yeah. something. Or like, they have that Australian. They got to have, like, an accent or
they
some
do.
Sort for nougat, I feel like.
Hey, I'm nougat.
I went to school with a Gaines Green.
Gaines Green?
Gaines Green.
What's that?
You know Gaines Green?
Yeah. Oh.
His name was Gaines Green.
That was his name?
That was his name. His parents said, yeah. Thank God.
I thought you said you went to school in Gaines Green. I was like, what's that?
How is he now?
I don't know. Google him. Probably not good.
He's probably not building homes for
Is he famous enough for Google?
That's
hilarious.
That's some Insta type.
What's up?
Just... Dude, why'd you name him Gaines Green? Because as soon as he was born, we cut him off, dude.
Oh, no, Gaines! Literally. He was cute, and that was, thank God. Because with a name thank like Gaines God. Green,
yeah.
come on now.
Yeah, you either got to be cute or a cute. Soulful
Rich.
Singer and guitar player.
Oh, right.
You know? Yeah. Like you gotta have a Christmas album with Michael Bublé. Like this December, Michael Bublé
and
Gaines Green
that's
present
funny.
Songs of the Season.
I found him.
Yeah. You did?
What? Yeah.
Get the fuck out. You're good at this.
That looks like DJ
I understand
Kohl's,
why you think it would be him, but that's not him.
Gaines Green does sound like he would look like DJ Qualls.
Oh man,
who is that man?
I don't know. It's the same man. It's the same man popping up, man. It's a lot of Gaines Greens. That's like three.
Really.
It's like,
Gaines Green also sounds like a golf course.
This is him. This has to be him.
It sounds like laundry detergent. Gaines Green.
That might be him.
That's him. He's hot. He's hot enough to be Gaines.
That
Shout
might
out Gaines
be him.
Green, friend of the pod.
He's very hot.
Shout out Gaines
Green. Why is he in that outfit?
That's
is he graduating from something?
School.
No, that wasn't in high school.
He's giving high school.
College, maybe? College graduation?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
That's hilarious. No, that wasn't.
Man, that's funny.
Michael Bublé will make you cry. What is one song that just like will make you cry?
Celine Dion.
Which one?
Most of them.
Most of them.
No, there's that. I forget the name of it. I love Celine. She's my favorite artist. That one's good, but there's one about her mom, and that one gets me every single fucking time. I'm just like, get it, Celine. Oh, I love Celine Dion. It's my all-time favorite.
Whiskey Lullaby and Love Is Blind by Eve. Mm-hmm. Whiskey Lullaby. Mm-hmm. Love Is Blind was horrible. I was like, Jesus.
Jesus.
And sometimes I cry, Jennifer Nettles, stay. Like, this lady, please go down. Yeah, Stay by Sugarlands. It's pretty. That's
the Whiskey Lullaby, is that a brown bottle to it?
Yeah.
Pull the trigger. Yeah. Finally drank away with him. Yeah. Oh fuck!
That's a deep one.
That's deep.
Mine's also like one of those like country songs, but it's the Lee Bryce "I Drive Your Truck."
Ooh.
Damn.
Oh,
no! I should chill. That's
yeah. Thank you.
You know what gets me is the I went skydiving. I went
Rocky Mountain climbing. I went 2.7 seconds. On a full man, Fu Manchu. And I loved deeper. And I spoke sweeter. And I watched an eagle as it was flying. That's crazy. You just got crying.
It's the story. It's the whole buildup.
It's, yeah, he's got cancer. He's dying. He's like, oh no, I gotta like...
He's like, what would you, like, what's your advice?
Live like you were dying.
Live like you were dying.
Yeah, that song.
That's pretty damn.
The other one for me, a Toby Keith, American Soldier, that one gets... Yeah, that's you one, play man. That, dude, I'm so traumatized by that song.
Country's known for two
drugs. Like, at that.
Dude, no, every time...
They do that.
You depressed.
Yes.
Do you guys remember, it's older now, but it was Riding with Private Malone? Mm. Ooh, the it's movie? One of those. No, no, no. It's one of those storyteller songs about this guy who like comes home from the military and like buys a car from an old woman. Like finds an ad in the newspaper, goes to buy it, and what she said was an old Chevy is a '66 Corvette in like mint condition, and it belonged to her husband before he went to war, and he never came back. And so he like has this car.
You have to laugh at how fucking sad that is.
Oh yeah.
This is a
so he like he like yeah. So he's like.
Also, why is she like a Corvette?
That's sad.
That's sad.
So he like gets the car running again and stuff like that and he's like there's like a he's like a. There's like a part where he's like sometimes like the radio would only work on certain stations and it was like old timey music or whatever. And he's like sometimes I would feel like somebody was sitting in the passenger seat kind of thing.
And then
one night he wrecks the car and a soldier pulls him out of the wreckage and it's the ghost of Private Malone.
This is too much.
Get the fuck up.
You know what's hilarious right
what's
now?
What's that song
like,
about look, the brother, though? Goosies, brand dude. New Amber.
Full on Goosies.
I'm picturing, like, imagine the writer's room for these country songs. You just picture that. Like, okay,
just
so there's
a bunch of grown men with mouths full of chewing tobacco, full on crying.
And then, he gets in a wreck. He gets in a wreck, and the guy who saves... They're like, send it.
We got ourselves a hit, boys.
That's hilarious.
That's so silly.
We should do that.
Alright, listen here.
This is what I'm gonna do.
What if his wife left? Okay.
What's that song about the brother?
Country
it's
song?
It's new. Yeah, it's about his brother.
Oh, if it's new, I don't know.
Cancer? How'd he die?
No. Like new? No. Or
yeah,
like...
I heard it when I was valeting. It was shout out to whoever car that was. It came on, and he was talking about...
Is that what you do? I just thought you had...
Cars? Yo, I'm living out my life. Man, I'm better.
Hey.
I'm like, damn, no, she looks cool.
That's me, not the car. Because that's not mine.
But you thought she had all these cars. That's why you were like, so you're fucking older men, right?
Seriously. That's the first thing I'm driving. I remember Bentley. God was so damn old. I said, damn. And it drove. It was like, oh, I thought this was going to be faster than that. This is about right. It's giving a Lincoln, but exclusive. Exclusive Lincoln, though. It's a Bentley.
What's your favorite you've ever been in?
Well, I do used to drive a black Ferrari.
Oh.
I like to drive the Ferrari. And I also like
any time that
my drink. What?
Did you go fast?
I bust a block. And it was overnight. You know, you worked that overnight shit. Everybody come and get that car.
Did you really take it around?
On a 5 days. Cookout, big beans, bitch. They're like, why you got on a collar shirt?
Because I own a Ferrari. I work for a living.
I'm not going to be the one wrecking the McLaren. Because I had mine. I got mine in here. But I also like my dream car. I want a G-Wagon. So that's always super fun.
I love G-Wagons.
It's nice.
Whatever happened, speaking of G-Wagon, where's Roddy Ricch right now?
Roddy Ricch just came out with a song.
Really?
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay.
It's talking about everything. It's talking about where
it's called
been.
Bagel.
Right. <He's> still...
featuring Lil Philly and cream cheese.
Yeah, we got chive and onions on the beat.
Lox is in the back. Let's go.
Lox, the Lox is in the back. Oh my God.
You really can't ask a comedian nothing.
Not shit.
Cause I was dead ass.
I'm trying to get my news, and y'all are like,
bagel.
You got a good song. It's called Survivor's Remorse.
Is it as good as
his other stuff?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's more heartfelt, but yeah.
Oh,
he's back.
Where was he?
That's what he said.
Okay.
He's going through child support. You know how he's
saying.
So, when you hear it, you're going to pinch your pants. You're going to hear me saying that.
Going through child support.
That was my favorite part. I was like, oh, my ram.
Oh my God.
Damn, I thought you was a good daddy. That's the first thing you think of somebody putting my chest, but what do you do? That's my last resort. Okay? I'm not trying to go to them people about this baby because I don't want to keep it more than I have to.
You got full custody.
I sent you money. Now I don't want to come pick up the baby.
Oh, fuck.
I don't even want to be over there.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
Dude, Jesus.
Speaking of, songs and, ones that make you cry, one of the most fucked up things that ever happened to me with stand-up is I did a show for this guy in Minnesota, and right before the show starts, he plays, old Dave Chappelle skits. And it's, the whitest audience ever, and they're all just confused. They're just looking up at the screen, why is he putting crack on a sandwich? Dude, and me and the other openers are just dying. We're like, what's going on? And then it's, this one happened to be, a veteran show. And he was like, what are your, military credits? That's how I want to bring you up. And I was like, okay, well, Afghanistan veteran, that's all you really need to say. Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay, got it. Goes to do that, forgets what to say, and just goes, Sydney, why don't you just come up here and tell them your credits? So I literally had to walk up on stage, tell them my credits, and then he made everyone stand up for the troops. And then I got off stage, and then they brought me back on stage with American Soldier by Tony.
Were you crying? Did you request that song?
No! Who the fuck is requesting that?
Oh God! There's just an over eager DJ in the back that's like, nah, dog, I got you.
I said Shania Twain feels like a woman.
They're like, nope, you're a soldier. You're always a soldier. What soldier? Always serving.
As soon as I started playing,
what's the song? What does it make you sad?
Because, the military just brainwashed me with it, basically. Whenever we left for deployment, American Soldier. Whenever we got back for deployment, American Soldier. Whenever one of our buddies died, American Soldier. Yeah. It was just
like a y'all song.
And what's the song? Proud to be an American type shit?
It's just he's an American soldier. An American.
Yeah.
Besides his brothers and his sisters, he will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy. Yeah.
He'll always do what's right.
Yeah,
yeah. He's out there on the front line, so you can sleep in peace tonight.
Oh my God. They're playing that of your friend dying?
Yes.
That's wrong.
Yeah, dude. That's
what yeah, saying. It was the propaganda slap of the summer. Dude. It was the...
You come up to that. Yes! You're like, oh, this song gets me hype. I feel different about this. No.
No! No, it was wild. Yeah. Like, I'm literally walking the stage and it's just like... American song. And I'm like, fuck.
do not misunderstand us. That song still slaps. Okay, we still slaps. Sing it sure. Every time it comes on.
Yeah.
But it's not appropriate for what we do.
No, don't fucking play that to bring me on stage and make people laugh.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm crying.
In retrospect, not a great funeral song.
No. No.
Jesus.
No. We just saw, I went
they
to that.
They just take me to the king, but they still play it.
What?
Take me to the king is horrible. Seriously.
Ooh.
Take
right
me.
Down. Ooh. Yes. Another one of those songs that'll make me cry every time is If Heaven Wasn't So Far Away.
Oh, man.
Because that song had like just come out like a week or so before my grandpa passed away. Mm-hmm. And the night that he passed away, me and my brother like left the hospital from like seeing him. Went like a bunch of our friends like found out what had happened, so they met us in the parking lot of the Napa Auto Parts because that's Bronx and Florida. All right, but we met there, and that song came on the radio, and me and my brother are just holding each other, crying in a parking lot, and that's all I can think of anytime I hear it now.
The radio really did some dirty shit to us.
They did some dirty shit.
Be playing the saddest songs at the most opportune time.
Truly.
It's just like, oh, it's 11 o'clock at night.
What was that one by Fergie where she was like,
Big Girl?
Yeah.
You know, also, songs that made me cry is like songs about being broke.
Oh,
oh yeah. My God. I'd be like, I'd be angry cry, but I'd be mad as
well. Do you want to know what's like weird? Same, but like songs where it's like a sad, like family trauma. Okay, this is gonna sound weird because it does not fit the category at all at first. But it's,
happy birthday.
No, it's Joel Santana, Lil Boy Fresh.
Lil Boy Fresh.
The story starts off a little boy black in the ghetto.
Yes, it does.
That's literally the first lyric of the song.
Yeah. Little boy black in the ghetto.
That's no matter what he does, that it's back to the tear. Ghetto. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. He just can't get out of that concrete jungle.
Yeah, and then like, yeah. and then this dude that he works like that he's selling drugs for is like dating like fucking his sister
yeah.
And is like physically like abusing his sister.
It's
yeah,
bad.
Okay, you guys.
It's bad. It's like an episode of The Wire. Why? And you cry.
Don't you feel anything?
Also, Little Toy Soldiers. like Toy Soldiers by Eminem is pretty sad.
Oh, yeah.
And Little Soldiers by Lupe Fiasco about, like, being put to war at a young age.
Damn.
Like, it is. It's like little... They talk about it like it's like how they're nine and they know how to, like, kill God. You. And themselves.
You know what pops up weird kind of like that is Sean Kingston, where he's like, we could go to fucking...
You're
like,
always you go beautiful. We die here!
Or I could go to the slums where killers get... He's like, we could go to the beach, or we could fucking go
to the slums. Yeah. Yeah, we can go to the beach, or we can burn this motherfucker down.
Right.
And what the time you're just like...
We was dancing to that.
I want the beach. I want the beach.
I'm telling y'all whatever.
I've been listening to
Akon.
Am
I like an In and Out? Like
yeah. Akon.
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 Mr. Lonely is horrible.
Nah, that Akon and Styles P, the Locked Up. Locked up and they won't let me out. And I had a long day in court, shit stressed me out. Styles P, dude. The Locks, we're fucking right back,
dude.
We're back. Circle.
Styles P. That's Styles P and Jadakiss, right?
Styles P, Jadakiss, and then there's one more, dude.
They just posted Jadakiss with his dad and son. I was like, damn. They all look
yeah.
Like that. You seen it?
I love Jadakiss. I'm a big Jadakiss fan.
I like people who are from New York. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like people who are from New York but are like real about shit. Like
yeah.
Do y'all remember during COVID, do you remember Versus?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, they still do them, I think. But yeah. They were huge during COVID.
Yeah.
And they did one, it was like near the end of COVID, but it was Dipset and the Lox.
Yeah.
And so it was like dipped like Joel Santana and Jim Jones and Cameron and all of them. And like they were doing, so, and he literally was like calling them out in the middle of the verses.
Yeah.
Was like, y'all don't know your own songs? You can't sing your songs? He's like, you can't be professionals? Like, you're just all sorts of shit. And damn. he's like, y'all are lip syncing the four songs y'all have that the people here know?
Yeah.
Not even singing the songs that the people here know? And then he was like, and then he just kept doing songs and was like basically cutting them off and was like, no, hold on, people actually know my music.
Yeah, Jadakiss got a long
because it was in New York and he's like basically like Dipset had like songs that went like on the radio all over and like. Yeah, but he's like, nah, in New York people fuck with me more.
A lot, but they were more like lyrical too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Rappers.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
I watched the Isley Brothers one.
The verses.
Yeah.
Who they know? We ain't gonna miss no Isley.
It was so long.
Oh my god.
Who
they
it.
Go again?
I have no idea.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, I think,
truly. They wrong for that.
I think, yeah.
They did wrong.
And Monica and Brandy. I watched that one too.
Monica and Brandy was a good one.
Because they, like, hyped that one up.
Yeah, they did.
You know.
And they should have. Because they tried to play Monica. They tried to play Brandy, too. Brandy had them slaps.
Brandy's a great singer.
Brandy is a great singer.
What's that? What have you ever loved somebody?
It would have been. It would have been dope to get like a Destiny's Child TLC.
Oh yeah, that God been damn!
Destiny would have ate their ass up.
Yeah, truly.
Oh my God!
Beyonce would have pulled a disc and been like, "Waterfalls. What else you got?
Right. Crazy, sexy, cool. Okay.
Waterfall Scrubs.
Damn.
Nah, I
damn.
Love TLC.
Did y'all see the documentary that just came out?
Oh, about TLC.
Yeah.
What's
sad.
It on?
It's on TLC.
It's good though.
Ironically. It's sad in the beginning.
It's on TLC.
When you gotta talk about Lift Out, that's the saddest part.
It's really sad, yeah.
They miss her. That's crazy, ain't it? Like when you lose, like.
Quick.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Aaliyah was the same way. Like when you talk about her, people are so sad. They're like.
Big loss.
The whole industry, you can just tell. Yeah. No offense, but a rapper just passed today though. Like a young one, 26, y'all.
Damn.
Her popular. Her name was Enchanting. She was signed with Gucci Mane.
What happened?
Drinking that lean.
Mm. Really? At 26, gone from that?
Mm-hmm. Damn.
That shit fucks you up.
Yeah, it did. But I think she had like lost one of her best friends previous to that. So she was like coping with that too.
Damn.
So yeah, that shit fucks you up though. It does.
Because like 26, you got a body that's strong.
Yeah.
So that shit is.
Yeah, it's a it's strong potent. Shit. It is.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Gone too soon.
American.
I feel bad that we're
I feel bad we're toasting with liquid death. Yeah.
The honest. That's crazy.
This is called green guillotine.
I feel like lean really missed a marketing opportunity.
It feels bad. An American soldier.
I didn't mean to say that while you had your mouth full.
I'm trying to blow
what'd you say?
I feel bad we're toasting with liquid death. And I was like, yeah, I really feel like lean missed their marketing opportunity.
Hey, we're comics. get off my back, okay?
No, for real.
We were at the baseball game for Folds of Honor recently, and what's his name? Lee Greenwood?
Yes, yeah.
Performed.
Proud to be an
American. Oh my God.
Well, at least I know I'm free.
But we're not.
And I won't forget. Yeah. We were like,
until I can shit on the sidewalk.
I mean, I think you can do that.
No, you're going to jail. I'm calling them on your way. We got a squatter.
You can sit on the highway.
Yeah, you get shit.
Oh, Run by Corporations didn't sound good as a song lyric.
I was so scared of the universe. I was shit like off the highway. I was letting it hit people's window shield. I know this is gonna be a cuss, but wind push my ass back. Like,
oh, we're not gonna just instant karma.
Just instant karma. Like, I'm shitting off the bridge, shitting on people's windshield. I'm like, bah!
One of the best places I ever shat was in Chicago on the rocks.
And on the rock.
And the water like lapped me clean. It was like a natural bidet.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, that's nasty. But at the same time,
the fish experience. Have you tried it?
I like to get a little dirty. No,
is this in the
dirty
river in Chicago? Because that gets a little dirty.
Yeah, it does.
No, it was off the lake. So like you walk down and there's rocks.
And you're shitting in the lake.
Just washing
in the light,
business.
Amber, in
washing
the damn
lady
light.
Business and fish.
There's no dam there, but dude, the fish probably had a very different outlook on that.
Yeah,
that's the worst thing for
life. Hey, no, that's where they shit too. That's why I was like, you're just washing your lady business and fish shit and motor oil, dude. Just fucking.
Hell yeah, ain't nothing getting through here, bro.
And I know it's somebody's in there too. Okay, we're in Chicago. Okay, all type of feces pieces in there.
They call you back because they're like, we found your feces on this dead person.
Feces is so funny. That's what they should call lady wipes, dude.
Feces.
Like those lady wipes. Feces, dude.
Why?
Like feces, but.
Feces.
Oh, feces.
Got it.
Like dude wipes, but for
yes,
women, feces, dude.
Oh, I love that.
Shout out to our sponsor,
feces. Like, I
don't
know.
The bitch is wiping from the back to the front. Don't give me no feces. Okay? Then you never heard power of the tongue. It's real, AJ. Shit be itching before you know it.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Speaking of itch, I gotta go scratch. So we should probably wrap this
all
up.
Right, that was awesome.
This was so much
so
fun.
This
so much fun. Please shout out your social medias for us, please.
I am Coco Speaks. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook dating at COCOA Speaks. Like something to say.
Facebook dating.
I'm dating.
I'm there.
I'm dating, okay? Online, offline, in life.
Alright.
You wanna do a web series, yeah. Zoom call, I like that shit.
URL, yes. IRL, it doesn't matter.
And thank you to our special guest host this week, Amber Autry.
Yes.
Amber, your socials?
Yes. You can follow me everywhere at Amber Autry, AUTRY comedy. Please join my text list. It's literally in every bio. It's in your dad's phone. Type in Amber Autry, you'd be like, oh, there's all her info. Join my text list so I can let you know when I'm coming to your city. Thank you.
Let's go. Do you have any dates you want to plug before we jump ship?
I've got so many dates. Should I read them? I just added two new shows in Nashville, June 21st and 22nd. The Lab at Zanies.
Yes.
June 27th, 28th, 29th, I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the Looney Bin. July 18th, I'm at Vulcan Gas Company in Austin, Texas. That one's almost sold out. All like the VIP, I think all the first floor front like seating is sold out, so get those fast. Big Laugh Comedy Club, Fort Worth, Texas, July 19th and 20th. Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio, July 24th. Cincinnati Funny Bone, the 25th. Guernsey Brew House in Cambridge, Ohio, July 26th. The Oracle in Canton, Ohio, July 27th. And the Funny Bone in Toledo on July
28th.
Boom. And hot off the presses, just added, the Pittsburgh Improv, August 8th. August 11th, the Desert Ridge Improv in Phoenix, Arizona. August 22nd, Denver Improv, Denver, Colorado. September 1st, San Jose, California. September 4th, Ontario, California. September 5th, Irvine, California. September 19th, Levity Live in West Nyack, New York. October 24th, Milwaukee Improv. And October 27th, the Raleigh Improv in North Carolina. AJWilkerson.com for tickets.
I'm with the stars.
Oh, I'm lightheaded as fuck.
So proud of you.
Join
guys.
The Patreon for the exclusive shit. It's www.patreon.com/TardationNation. Thanks for hanging out in the Tard Yard.
See you next week.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, brother.
Yes. So.
What in tarnation?